I want to start educating them on simple basic ingredients that really many of them have never held before, like, you know, sort of telling them. I remember doing something for an all-boys school, and I told them we're going to have spinach and goat's cheese tarts. Now, can you imagine their horrified faces when I said that? But it was getting them to understand the flavour of these ingredients. They didn't want to touch them raw. You know, they'll have a look at it. Oh, yes, point at it. But seeing how it changes during that cooking process, and all of a sudden, when they cut into that little tartlet and they're eating it, and the creaminess of the goat's cheese and how that blends with that spinach, the little hint of seasoning that was with it as well. And so this is what I like to do. And it really suddenly opens up their mind as to flavours they didn't realise they'd enjoy, and they suddenly do, and on a very healthy basis. And this is why I'm really delighted to be involved with Flora, because we are looking at a product that is healthy for the children, a lot healthier than lashings of butter in your mashed potato or whatever you want to do with it, or pan frying something, very simple. So again, it's a double education. It's about how you can enjoy great flavours, enjoy a great richness that it offers, but at the same time, knowing that it's not going to let that tummy get too big.
Whose fault do you think it is that children don't cook anymore?
I think it's just society and life has changed over the years. We find that, you know, very few people have any time anymore. You know, it's a rush. Life seems to be too much of a rush. You know, mum's out working, dad's out working. You know, in my days, it was when, you know, one was home. It was either mum at home or dad at home. There was always somebody there, and then it was out and getting to the local shops. You know, we didn't have all the you know, instant foods in those days. It's because I'm so old. But, you know, we didn't have all of those, you know, those products that it makes life easy today. So it had to be about home-cooked food. You had no choice.
It's not just that children aren't cooking, is it? I mean, there's this sort of irony where we watch anything on the television about cookery, and yet, we buy all these cookery books, but they sit on the coffee table. We don't actually cook.
Well, you know, I'm glad to say, I think it's growing within people. I think, you know, from when the cooking first started on TV, it was there purely for entertainment. There are one or two shows, no names mentioned here, that are purely for entertainment and a few words they want to hear rather than the dish they want to see. But, you know, that's part of entertainment. But there's also many good cookery shows where you can really sort of get an education on great food. And I think more and more people today are becoming a little bit more adventurous. You know, they're being a little bit more careful. And now with this sort of credit crunch, I think more people will be cooking. And it will be great then if we could be sharing that with our children. And I think if they're cooking at school, then, you know, that's got to be... They're already have an enthusiasm within them. This can help be, you know, developed by the school and also by their parents.
Bearing that in mind, what do you think of the phrase celebrity chef?
Never heard of it. I really, you know, dislike it. I'm a chef, you know. I am a professional chef. I have been for over 30 years. And yes, there are lots of nice things that go with it. You know, I enjoy, you know, cooking on television. I love it. I love writing cookery books. I love doing live cookery shows. And that's more not because you're trying to be this, look at me, I'm a celeb. It's more over, look at this dish. Doesn't it excite you? And then I love it when you get that feed from the, you know, it makes me hungry watching them. You know, when they're sort of little dribbling as I'm cooking. Can you ask for any more than that? That, for me, is the greatest pleasure of all.